Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host, and welcome again. Listen, I hope you guys had a great weekend. We come to you each Monday at this 3 o'clock hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of talented hosts touching on many topics. Page through the programming page today to find a show, in addition to mine, that may interest you. Listen, I know I said earlier that I had a great weekend. It was a restful weekend. I didn't do any projects this weekend, so it was pretty restful. Well, today's show is all about rural living and some of the things rural living entails. Keep it moving, septic tank maintenance is the title of our show. I wanted to share something with you, but before we get started and hear from Brandy, who really has a story to share with us. I was asked last week that if this is a redesign and home decor show, why are their subjects focused on on something else that have nothing to do with design? Well, my answer, everything has to do with design. And I'll tell you why. I always talk about living in the entire house, right? Well, how then can we live in the entire house and enjoy the decor and its design, sitting in our favorite chair, if things are not working properly? What if you laid a new floor in the bathroom, but the toilet keeps overflowing, and we don't know why? Or the smoke detectors need batteries, and they're pinging all over the place? Or not having renter's insurance and or homeowner's insurance to replace our things, should we experience loss from fire, theft, or a natural disaster? Or why it feels like we are throwing money down the drain in water bills when the water tank fills up every 3 minutes. When I started this blog, the show, and even the newsletter, my goal was to treat the entire arm, not just the shoulder. We here at One Designer, Two Ideas will continue to focus on the home as a whole. Functioning like a well-oiled machine, not something only for viewing like the living room at my mother's house, but for living in completely. With that said, on with today's show. My friend Brandy was going through a little something back in the early summer months. She lives the rural life, like many of my friends, like my friend Kelly, for instance. She's publishing a book of pictures that she takes almost every morning and every evening of sunsets and sunrises. Easy to see from her house that is surrounded by cornfields. While they love the rural life, as we will see, things, they work a little differently when you live rural. We city folk, as I refer to us, and you heard that somewhere before, seem to take things for granted without even knowing we do. You know, like when we flush the toilet, we expect it to, well, flush. Or when we use the garbage disposal, we just know the contents are being chopped up and going somewhere away from us, thanks to the city public works department. Have you ever wondered why when you cross the street and walk over a manhole, the stench is unbearable sometimes? Well, there you go. That's where it's going. But rural areas do not have a public works department. They have a septic system to remove the waste from their homes. But what if it doesn't work? What is a septic system anyway, and how does it function? Well, I interviewed Brandy to tell us. But before I did, I learned a few things because I didn't want to go into the interview really not knowing. I knew that she would tell me, And but I always like to go into any interview with someone, at least having some kind of, you know, a background or a basic knowledge of whatever it is I'm interviewing them about. So I did do that. And, you know, I learned a few things about septic systems myself. Friends, this was my first interview over the phone. Okay. So it is a little bumpy in the beginning. I have issues with technical stuff, and sometimes, you know, it goes and it doesn't. But me and Brandy did this interview over the phone. And as I said, it is a little bumpy in the beginning. But as we go on, many questions are answered. And we will see how Brandy dealt with the issue and how she is on the other side of it now, sharing her story, informing other rural families about the importance of septic system maintenance. So we will hear from, we're going to hear from Brandy in her own words. And as I said, it is a little bumpy, so please bear with me. But you will hear the information that she is offering to us today. Hello, Brandy.
Radio.
Hello, Brandy, and thank you for joining me today. This is Pam, and I'm glad that we're going to have this opportunity to talk about the septic tanks. First, thank you for joining me today. Okay. Hey, Brandy, and thank you for joining me today for our show about septic tanks.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, not a problem. After we were talking about septic tanks, I kind of got interested in it and how it works. And, you know, after you told me about what you were going through right after you moved into your home, I was like, I think a lot of people may want to know, you know, about that, you know, especially
right.
Us city dwellers. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, is the issue cleared up? Is your issue, it's all cleared up now?
Yes, thank goodness.
Yeah, okay. I want to shed some light on this. So, let me just say this, and I'll tell you about some of the stuff that, that I learned. Okay, so we flush in the city. It's gone, and we move on. When something, you know, doesn't work, city folk want to know why and say the city better get on it. And we will talk about the travels of the waste that happens when we flush in the city. But rural families cannot tell the city when waste is not going away. They can't ask the city why. And that is
right.
Why I thought it was important to learn about septic systems and how they differ from sewer systems, because that's what they're called here in the city. And I'm glad I'm having the chance to talk to you. So I want to tell you what I've learned. Let me just tell you what I learned. And you stop me now when you say, uh-uh, Pam, that's all right.
okay.
I had to research exactly what a septic tank was because, you know, I wasn't familiar with it. So this is what I learned, and then you can share your story with us. A septic tank is a highly efficient, and this is the words from the script, the definition that I found. A septic system is a highly efficient, self-contained underground water waste treatment system that not only treats the waste but also disposes of it on site. They are often more economical than centralized sewer systems like in the city, in rural areas, mainly because of the large lot sizes and the houses being spread so far apart. So how am I doing? Is that pretty accurate?
It sounds pretty accurate to me.
Okay. Now, they say that the septic system is a simple design with two main parts, the septic tank and a drain field. And it uses this natural process to treat the wastewater on site, usually in a homeowner's backyard. Septic systems don't require the installation of miles and miles of sewer lines. making them less disruptive to the environment. So where were your issues? Where in this process did you have issues?
Well, my issue started because the house that I live in, it was the house that I grew up in.
Okay.
And the septic system was never maintenanced. It has to be maintenanced every 3 to 5 years. So when, from my understanding, and I'm no professional, I don't know a whole lot about it, but from my understanding is the actual tank has a place where the solid waste goes into. So that doesn't, the liquid waste goes out and goes to wherever, I guess, into the ground after it's treated, but the solid waste stays in the tank. So every 3 to 5 years, you have to have that pumped out and taken away.
Wow. Okay, and...
I'm sorry. My issue was that it was never maintenanced. It was never pumped out, so it filled up, and then it backed up into the seepage bed, which I guess is where the liquid waste goes out to go into the ground.
Okay. And so I know that you and I had talked about it during this process, but how long did it take, and if you don't mind, how much did it cost to remedy?
Well, we had to have the whole seepage bed and septic system replaced. It costs around $9,400 to have it done. It actually took quite a while because they have to, you know, dig everything up in the backyard, and then they have to place the tank, and then they have to hook it up and fill it in. But as soon as they got my tank placed, it started raining, and it didn't stop raining for like 2 weeks. So my backyard was flooded, and the tank was, you know, the water was way up almost to the top of the tank at times, and we had to wait for all of that to drain off and go away before they could finish it. But it should, I would think that it should normally only take, I think they told me, 2 or 3 days.
And in a normal type of maintenance period to do what they were doing was replacing the septic tank. That usually takes 2 to 3 days. But in your case, because of the rain, and we did have plenty of rain, how long did it take?
I believe it took, I think it took between 4 to 6 weeks.
And during all that time, were you not able to I'm assuming that you were a little bit inconvenienced, your family was.
Well, the thing about it is they placed the tank, but the old tank was still hooked up.
Okay.
So the issue that we had with the old tank malfunctioning was that whenever it would rain, the toilet would not flush. We would have to, plunge it, you know, repeatedly for a long time after using the toilet to actually get it to go down enough to where, you know, it was actually, we were able to use it. So it was a little bit of an inconvenience, but, you know, the tank had been failing for years, and, you know, we kind of became accustomed to ways to get it to flush without it actually flushing on its own.
Okay. And, you know, and it's funny, not funny, but, you know, I sometimes think that we have become, city dwellers have become, we expect it to work. We don't expect any hang-ups. And I'm telling you what, you've never had anyone down City Hall faster when stuff don't work. You know what I mean? And
right.
You, people that live in rural areas, you know, they don't have that ability to call someone and say, fix it, please, or fix it or else, or, You know, you
right.
that is one of the things about living in rural areas. Yet, you along with a number of my friends that live on farms or in rural areas, like living where you live, and you know, and dealing with those situations. But at least we will know from listening to you today, and with the research that I've done that I plan to talk about, we will know exactly what a septic tank is, septic tank does, and maybe appreciate some of the you know, when people say living outside the city is so beautiful, and now knowing this may help people understand, you know, that it's not always, it's different. It's different living in rural
not
areas
always
than living
fun.
In the city. Not always fun, but always beautiful,
not always
I'm sure.
Fun.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to share with us? I really do appreciate you taking this time and letting me interview you and telling us about your experience with the septic system and introducing it to an audience that may not know. But is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Nope. Just if you have a septic system, be sure that you have it maintenance every 3 to 5 years because it's expensive if you don't.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make sure that I say that again at the end of the show. Listen, I do appreciate you spending a few minutes with me, Brandy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you are welcome. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Almost $1,000 to repair the septic tank, the septic system. Wow, Brandy. But I'm really glad. What I am really glad is that she is, as I said a few minutes ago, how she is on the other side of it now. And she, wanted to share. She wanted to at least have this opportunity, and I appreciate her for giving me the time that she did. To talk about it, to let other rural families know about the importance of septic system maintenance. So exactly what is a septic system? A septic system is, as I said during the interview, is a highly efficient, self-contained, underground wastewater treatment system that not only treats the waste, but also disposes of it on site. The National Environmental Service Center says they are often more economical than centralized water systems as we have in the city, in rural areas where lot sizes are larger and houses are spaced, you know, widely apart. They are simple in design, as I said in the interview, with two main parts, a septic tank and a drain field. Using this natural process to treat the wastewater on site usually in a homeowner's backyard. Septic systems don't require the installation of miles and miles of sewer lines, making them less disruptive to the environment. So how does it work? The septic tank is a watertight box, usually made of concrete or fiberglass, with an inlet and outlet pipe. Wastewater then flows from the home to the septic tank through the sewer pipe. The septic tank treats the wastewater naturally by holding it in the tank long enough for solids and liquids to separate. The wastewater forms three layers inside the tank. Solids lighter than water, such as grease or oils, float to the top, forming a layer of scum. Solids heavier than water settle at the bottom of the tank, forming a layer of sludge. This leaves a middle layer of partially clarified wastewater. The layers of sludge and scum remain in the septic tank, where bacteria found naturally in the wastewater work to break the solids down. The sludge and scum that cannot be broken down are retained in the tank until the tank is pumped. That being the issue at Brandy's house, because as she said in the interview, her septic system or tank was never pumped. This, you know, the layer of the clarified liquid flows from the septic tank to the drain field or to a distribution device, which helps to uniformly distribute the wastewater in the drain field. A standard drain field, also known as a leach field, is a series of trenches or a bed lined with gravel and or coarse sand and buried 1 to 3 feet below the ground surface. Perforated pipes or drain tiles run through the trenches to distribute the wastewater. The drain fields treat the wastewater by allowing it to slowly trickle from the pipes out into the gravel and down through the soil. The soil, the gravel and soil act as biological filters. Nature is at work no matter, giving back to the earth, even through drain fields. So how does it work in the city? Well, when we flush and water waste leaves our homes in the city, ideally, a sewer system is completely gravity powered, like a septic system. Pipes from each house or building flow to a sewer main that runs, for example, down the middle of the street. Yes, down the middle of the street. So you never have to wonder again why when you cross over manhole, the stench is just is horrible. The sewer main might be 3 to 5 feet in diameter. Periodically, a vertical pipe will run up from the main to the surface where it is covered by a manhole cover. Manholes allow access by staff to the main for maintenance purposes. No wonder there's a smell over a manhole. Oh my goodness, I tell you what. The water then flows to the wastewater treatment facility. That is the way it is distributed in the city. Brandy, and I read before how hers is distributed and purified in right on site, except for the solid waste has to be treated, has to be drained and pumped. And that, as I said, was the issue that Brandy was experiencing. So if you own a septic system, it is important that it be properly maintained. How often you need to pump the solids out of your septic tank depends on 3 major factors. Although experts say once every 3 years is which, and Brandy said, I think she said during the interview that it should be pumped 3 to 5 years. Listen, we're going to get to the list how septic systems should be maintenance. We're going to get to that in just a second. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back. We're going to get back to our list of septic system maintenance. But I wanted to tell you guys, if you are interested in call, guess what? Would you believe the chat room is open? Friends, the chat room is open. I am making progress here. The chat room is open, and I haven't experienced any problems. So I wanted to tell you that it was open. Also, if you have some comments or about this show, feel free to call in. The number is 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. Or you can leave me a comment in the chat room. I tell you, I know that at the beginning, my interview with Brandy was a little bumpy because I'm getting used to the board, to the board for the radio board, and it's not really hard. It's just me getting used to it. Now I know that when a guest is online, you have to actually bring them online. It's not just when you dial the number and that they're there. You actually have to bring them online. So I know that for future references. So things are really working out here. So listen, I said, if you guys want to call, it's 1-347-326-9930. Now we're going to get back to our septic system maintenance tips. Number one, they say that, you know, as Brandy said, 3 to 5 years to have the septic tank pumped. The experts at Environmental Service Center, the National Environmental Service Center, said once every 3 years. And now we have another way in which to figure it out for you guys that have a septic system. Or as I always ask you guys to do, is to research it for yourself. You can call any plumber. They should know about the septic system. If they do not maintenance septic systems, they should be able to direct you to someone who can help you with that issue. So we're going to, the list, we'll start with number one. Of course, we'll start with number one. Everything starts with number one. So number one, the number, they say to calculate when your specific septic tank should be maintenance, they say use this calculation. Number one, the number of people in your household, consider the amount of wastewater generated based on the number of people in the household and the amount of water that you use. And number three, the volume of solids in the wastewater. And they say that if you're using garbage disposals, be aware that will increase the amount of solids that are generated coming from your home. Although the septic tank absorption field generally does not require maintenance, homeowners should be aware of the following rules to protect and prolong its functional life. And you know something, the first three, I think, I would say that most of these four are things that probably we should know, but wait till we get to the last three. Number one, it says do not drive over the absorption field with cars, trucks, or heavy equipment. Number two, do not plant trees or shrubbery in the absorption field area because the roots can get into the lines and plug them up. Number three, do not cover the absorption field with hard surfaces such as concrete or asphalt. Grass is the best cover because it will help prevent erosion and help remove excess water. And number four, divert surface runoff from runoff water from roofs, patios, and driveways and other areas away from the absorption field. So those are four things. So 4 points that I'm going to go back over that to make sure that we got that, because these are very important. If you have a septic system in your backyard, these are things that you should think of. Number one, do not drive over it. Number two, do not plant trees or shrubbery in the area. Number three, do not cover the area with hard surfaces. And number four, divert surface runoff of water from roofs, patios, and driveways away from the area. Now, these last three, I would say are really common sense. But I mean, even using, you know, even flushing in the city or using the garbage disposal or the drain water from the washer, this is common sense. I would think this would be common sense that no one would really do. So, but they give you the list of please don'ts. Number one, try not to flush the following: hair combs, coffee grounds, dental floss, disposable diapers, or kitty litter, sanitary napkins, tampons, cigarette butts, or condoms, gauze and bandages, fat, grease, oil, and paper towels, and never flush chemicals that contaminate surface and groundwater. And they include those chemicals as paint, varnishes, thinners, waste oils, photographic solutions, or pesticides. But I kind of think this would be, I think this would fall under common sense, because I don't think anyone would actually flush hair combs down a toilet, no matter where it is. I do understand that probably the dental floss, because you may not realize that they can get tangled up in the pipes. But, you know, my mom used to put coffee grounds in the kitchen sink because she said that it helped drainage. Okay. Well, many times I saw her do it, and she had the old coffee a pot, the percolator, that's what it was. And yeah, she turned that little cup over that she put the grounds in of that A&P coffee that she loved. And and she put it in the pipes and down the drain and say, yeah, that helps clean them. Yeah, I'm not sure about all of that. So I hope this show has been enlightening. It sure was enlightening to me. While living in the country, as us city folks say, is a different sort of beast. It's beautiful, and, you know, it's lots of room to roam. It takes a lot of work, and I think Brandy said that. I think she said that. I really appreciate her for sharing her story with us. Hopefully, it has made rural families aware of how the septic system works, should be maintained, and how it is to us city folk. It is living in rural areas. I know that, you know, it's beautiful out there, and I can't wait to see Kelly's book. I know that it's going to be beautiful, because I have taken pictures standing on her porch of a sunset, and it's magnificent. It's romantic. It's everything that a sunset should be. But she's surrounded by cornfields, and you know, I think it takes work with everything that's beautiful and that you want. It just takes work. And Brandy, thank you for sharing your story with us. You guys be sure to join me on Thursday at 10 p.m. for yet another Decor Short and Preview Show. Then again next Monday at our new primetime slot. We're going to primetime, friends. The show will start next Monday at 7:30. I am so looking forward to primetime. I hope I'm ready for it. I'm not sure. They say, are you ready for primetime? I hope I am. Listen, feel free to visit the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page at www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That's www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. And also, we have a new website where you can read about sponsoring a show or two or three, and you can also make your payment there as well. Visit the One Designer Two Ideas website at www.onedesignertwoideas, and that is all spelled out, .weebly, which is weebly.com. That's www.onedesignertwoideas, all spelled out, .weebly, which is weebly.com. Well, thanks for joining me today. This has been Pam of One Designer Two Ideas. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I look forward to you returning with me on Thursday at 10 p.m. with the Decor Short and Preview Show.